Grace and peace to you. Friends, hello. I thought we'd start today with a couple of riddles. We'll start easy. If it takes one person 1 hour to move some boxes from one room to the next, how long would it take two people? We'll ignore any sense that we might distract each other. So the answer is 30 minutes. A little trickier now. If it takes four people 1 hour to walk 4 miles, how long does it take six people? An hour, of course, because they're all still walking 4 miles. And the hardest for last. If it takes a family of three 1 hour to take down the Christmas decorations, how long does it take a family of four? The correct answer is nobody knows, because there is always somebody in every family who wants it done in a certain way. And ultimately, they'll dictate how long it takes. When I was in my late teens, I earned my money for beer and Skittles by doing gardening and odd jobs. Sometimes I worked alone, and sometimes I worked with other people. And when I was working with others, I noticed that jobs obviously took less time. But it wasn't just that. It wasn't just that I could divide the time by the number of people working, as in the childhood riddles that we started with. But I found that a team of two could somehow do things more than twice as quick. There was something about working in a team that made things quicker and easier. Working together in a way that supported and helped, but allowed for autonomy and independence, gave us strength and function beyond the sum of our parts. As much as I very much enjoyed working alone, working in community allowed for more work to get done. I've never been part of a commercial fishing fleet, and I don't think that would be surprising to you. I don't think I ever will be, but I imagine that the same is true there too. I can't imagine that five individuals on five individual boats would catch as much as five working together on a boat five times the size. The fancy word for all of this is synergy, when the sum is worth more than some of its parts. And I suppose that's what today's reading is about community and working together. So let's hear that reading now from Luke chapter 5, reading from the first verse.
One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he'd finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night, haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signalled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. So were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you'll fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him.
In that reading, Jesus said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch." This sounds like a simple thing, but Simon had been working all day and was sitting washing his nets after a dismal time fishing. At this point, a crowd appears and Jesus, who we may or may not have known, asks to borrow his boat and use it from just off the shore. Is it a weird request? I don't know. Would it have been mildly annoying? Almost certainly. But he does it, and then Jesus asks him to cast his recently washed nets back into the water that hasn't given him any fish to that point. If I was in Simon's shoes at this point, I don't think I'd be enjoying myself. But he did as Jesus asked, and then the miracle occurred. It's then that Simon, the people that work with him or for him, pull in an astounding amount of fish. More come to help, and eventually this miraculous catch is brought to shore. And then Jesus asked Simon and James and John to put down their nets and follow him and start to fish for people. This is all miraculous, wonderful, and weird. But at the heart of this, it tells us of a miraculous encounter with Jesus that results in a small working community of Simon, James, and John in putting down their old ways and following Christ. This was something they did together and signified the life-changing encounter with Christ, which is just that. The encounter with Jesus, the getting to know more of God, means they understand a new way of living and a new reality. And not simply believing something and it not being visible from the outside. It could be argued, reasonably I think, that Christianity is more about a new way of being and living in response to that in all aspects of our life. It's not just a set of beliefs. It's about leaving our old ways of doing things and stepping forward with Christ. Not many are asked to give up their trade to follow Christ. But we're all called to live out the reality of what that means in our life. In John's Gospel, chapter 13, Jesus speaks of his followers being known by their love, not their belief. Being known by their actions, and not just what they say. And this is where it gets difficult. It's hard because we all make mistakes. We all get it wrong. So we all need to continue to make that effort to change and to follow again and again. For example, it's easy to say that you'd step away from the 99 sheep to look for the lost one. But when it comes to doing it, that's a different thing. Not only are questions asked about why you're ignoring the 99, but going to the lost and marginalised is not visible or glamorous work. But it's following the example of Christ. It's easy to say that after a long day of fishing, or any other work, we're to continue to do as we're called to do, even when we're grumpy and fed up and just want to go to bed. Then we're still to get on with doing the stuff of God. Do it with a smile. Sometimes, maybe not, but do it anyway. This is where the act of community comes in, because all of this is impossible alone. Accountability and actions don't work if we just simply try to do it as a collection of individuals. We followers of Jesus, as people who want to be known by our love, we're to follow the example in our reading. We are called together like Simon and James and to set about God's work. We are called to be a fellowship of believers who go about the change we want to see each other, ourselves and the world. Encouraging and supporting each other. If, as individuals, we go about the task, we won't do it efficiently or as effectively as if we do it together. So take your skills, your gifts, your talents. Take yourself and all that you are and try to live in a way that shows love to the world. And do it as part of the flawed and foolish group of people who work for the love of others and the love of God.